It all comes back to Andriel's wing ficlets, read by K-Burb. Chapter 3. Danny Phantom. Danny. Mothman. Content warning for mentions of Danny's death. Death had given Danny many things. A whole bunch of problems, for one. Powers, for another. Unexpected, sure, but not entirely unwelcome, once he learned to control them. A lot of his problems, too, had become friends at this point. Even his parents had stopped being a problem, accepting him and his half-dead status with more ease than he would have thought. They were actually good scientists and investigators now. Still studying ghosts, but without all the bias and murder attempts and whatnot. The one thing Danny called the most bullshit on, though, was the wings. Like, what? He dies, so now he's an angel and has wings or something? At least if it was only in his ghost form, it would be hideable, like his entire ghost form in general. But no! He just had to get himself a pair of massive moth-like wings that stayed with him even in human form. Don't get him wrong, he loved the wings. They were absolutely stunning and beautiful, and they let him fly, if in a different way, even when he was human. The wings themselves were marvelous, but the fact that he could not hide them. Everyone in Amity knew he had wings. No one knew he had died or how he sprouted wings from one day into the other, but the town was small enough and weird enough that no one batted more than an eye. Maybe like half an eye or something? The real issue came with the neighboring towns. See, when Danny died, he didn't just get a new form and new dietary requirements. He got instincts, behavioral changes, urges. He was a ghost, damn it, and sometimes he just needed to haunt stuff. That often was the woods. He liked to trek through the foliage silently, creeping around, moving as unnaturally human as he pleased, making any inhuman noises his core desired. Amity Parkers were used to ignoring this, either paying him no mind when they walked past, or offering a hummed greeting like they would anyone else. What foreigners went through, though? They often looked around them worriedly, feeling Danny's gaze on them but unable to spot him. They'd try to hurry along, their steps quickening just as their breathing did. Some came back, mostly younger folks bringing friends along, swearing to them they had seen something unnatural. They would carry lamps around with them, and often get scared when they actually caught sight of Danny's silhouette, his eyes glowing in the light, as they tended to do now. He got excitement out of running around rustling leaves, crooning and chirping, just to see the wide eyes of the passersby. He never actually got close, though, never let anyone really see him. He wasn't cruel. He knew that jump scares in the middle of already heightened emotions just weren't for everyone. A little bit of fear was okay, though. Danny knew by this point his woods were rumored to be haunted. It was true, of course. And if anyone came in here knowing that, well, they were just asking for it. And if they didn't believe in such nonsense, well, Danny was more than happy to set them right. His parents, of course, encouraged him and those rumors, saying it was important for young ghosts like himself to do that sort of thing. Important for his health and development, they assured him. Danny thought perhaps they had been spending too much time with frostbite and hailwind. But whatever. At least this time he wasn't given a stupid name like Invisobill or something. Imagine if people came up with something silly like Mothman or whatever. The end.